Welcome into Jones and Mego with Arcan here on WEEI. All three of us here today, taking you up until 6 o'clock on a Thursday. And if you're unfamiliar with the news that came out yesterday, it'll be the final Jones and Mego with Arcan. Myself and Christian addressed this briefly yesterday on the show. We'll get back into it here today to start. But Megan Ottolini back in today. You've not had an opportunity to on air give your thoughts, your reaction to the news. Long story short, I'm going to be moving to middays with Rich Keefe. There will be no more Gresham Fourier at WEEI. Arcan's going to be working with Andy Hart on afternoons. And Mego, you're going to be going to the .com side, fill-in hosting, maybe some weekend hosting, covering the Patriots there. So I guess your reaction, your thoughts, since Arcan and I have already talked about it a little bit, on the situation and how we're doing.
Sure. I listened to you guys yesterday, and I thought that, you know, I agreed with a lot of what you said. And a lot of really, really nice messages from people yesterday. So I want to say, like, I appreciate that from so many listeners and people who have followed our show over the last 2 years. Like, I can't say how grateful I am. That meant a lot yesterday. It's, you know, we're like, I think people, we're not delusional. We know that this is, or I can speak for myself. We know this is a results business, and it just wasn't there over the last 2 years. The show didn't perform the way that I know all of us had hoped. And so it's incredibly disappointing. And it's, you know, it hurts to have this happen, but I'm really grateful for the opportunity, and I'm really grateful that I've gotten to work with you guys and the guys that I got to work with on the show before this one. I'm very lucky because you don't always get to work with people who you become friends with and who you really, really respect and like personally. Sometimes you have to choose one or the other. And I'm not bluffing when I say with everybody that I've worked with here, I feel that way. And so thank you to you guys, because you work really hard. And the ending of the show is not for lack of trying. It's just for probably 1,000 different reasons it's ending. But I just want to thank you guys mostly, and thank the listeners. And yeah. I'm not like... I feel like I'm not going anywhere. You know, yeah. I won't be on here 2 to 6 anymore. I'm still going to be on radio. I'm still going to be podcasting. I'm going to be writing. I'm going to be getting back to practices and games, which you guys know that stuff always makes me really happy. That's why I got into this business. So I feel good. I feel really, really sad that some of our friends don't work here anymore. And that's been the case for a couple years now. A lot of the people who I consider really good friends, I don't work here anymore, and that bums me out. And that's the real downside of this business.
No, and so I think, number one, like I said this yesterday, Christian, like I don't want to dwell on, you know, the end of the show with a bunch of phone calls about it. I would encourage you to send nice messages to Mego, though, and you can do that at 617-779.
No.
7937.
I don't want to do that for like the whole show. I want to talk about football.
We will.
I want to do Megsplaining. I want to do our regular show. Like, the messages have been so nice, and I can't tell you, like,
how about a few more of them?
They've really warmed my heart. But at the same time, I also kind of feel like I'm like watching my own professional funeral.
I had one of those.
Yeah, you're George Senior in the attic.
Exactly. Yeah. That's like a little unsettling.
I get that. But, you know, if you have nice things to say to Mego, well, I know you don't have nice things to say to me, and maybe not Arcan, but if you have nice things to say to Mego, that's encouraged at 617-779-7937. You said this well, Mego, and this is one thing that I neglected to say yesterday. And, you know, I talked about having a newfound respect for the job you and Lou and Christian did. Because let's face it, you guys were in a much better spot than we have done, you know, the last couple of years. More people gravitated to that show than they have to this one. And I'm the big X factor in that. And so I have a big respect for what you guys did. And specifically, I just didn't say this enough about Christian and Andy. Like, those guys have been here for a while. They've done successful shows here. It stinks that they're on to a new chapter, whatever that'll be. I honestly don't know what it is for either one. Maybe you do. Not that we need to share it. But I'm just saying, I really don't know. And that does stink. And it's unfortunate. And it's something that happens, you know, across the media business, and something that's probably going to happen to all of us at some point in the media business. And, you know, has happened to a lot of talented people over the years. But that still sucks. And that's unfortunate. And that's the piece I left out yesterday. I'll just repeat in case you didn't hear it. It was late. It was after a Red Sox game. I'll just repeat that I feel like, and I told both of you guys this individually. I said this to Ryan. I said it to the audience yesterday. I'll say it again. I just feel bad as somebody who was brought in, lead host on the show, and, you know, the pivot person on the show, for better or worse. And I feel like I let you guys down. I've been very frustrated with, as you said, ratings, analytics, metrics. Those are important numbers. As much as I don't like the analytics in sports, those are an important one in our business, and I've been frustrated by that, and I take the bulk of the blame for that. And I just feel bad about that, and I felt bad about that, and you know, to see people paying consequences for it is unfortunate. And so that's how I feel about it. You know, I liked what we did. I'm frustrated it didn't resonate more with people out there. And I'm with you, Mego. I don't think it was for a lack of trying. If the impression is that we just came in, flipped the mics on, didn't put in a lot of work behind the scenes, I think you have the wrong impression of the show. Because I think the hard work was there. I think the chemistry was there. I think a lot of times the takes were there. I think if you listen to other shows, I think we're ahead of a lot of stuff, quite frankly. And if not, we're right on the nose with a lot of stuff. But if it doesn't resonate with an audience, it doesn't resonate with an audience. So that's how I feel about that.
Yeah. Yeah, go ahead,
just really quick, I'll say, like, I think that's kind of bull crap, you putting it on yourself. So, like, you can feel that way.
Well, I think we
all kind of feel that way a little bit. And I certainly feel that way. My name's on the show. So, on the show that was. But I do think it's also a testament when you talk about Andy and Christian and Lou. Those guys have been in the business for a long time. And I think that's something to be really proud of. And so, like, I am really looking forward to listening to both of you guys on the new shows, and I hope that they do extremely well, because I want this place to do really well. You know, this is a great brand and it has a great history, and I want EEI to succeed, and I want sports media in Boston to be the strongest overall anywhere in the country, that this is still the place where people want to come to launch their careers and ultimately have decades spanning careers, because that's what it was when I came here in grad school just a little while ago, and that's what it had been for decades before.
This industry has been one that I've already had many, issues with and tough times with and everything. And I wasn't, you know, this is the second one of these that I've been here for, you know, just in the last since I got here. And it's this one hurts. You know, this one really hurts. This is a show that I thought was going to get off the ground. I thought the three of us got, you know, a good connection pretty quickly. And I've worked with Jones before, Mego. I feel like you and I and Jones all picked it up pretty quickly. And, you know, we've had a lot of fun times together. We've had a lot of, I think, very, very good shows. And, you know, it's like the restaurant business sometimes. You can do everything right, and I'm not saying we did, but you can, and still have it not go well. You know, you can still have not quite catch on or be
How
in
How is
the,
he still talking about restaurants?
Wrong location or whatever it is. I mean, that's the way it is. And I've seen this up close a few times. Mego, I'm a huge fan of yours. I was a big fan of Fourier's, big fan of Gresh's. I work with Gresh on that Sunday show. And I'm heartbroken that you guys aren't going to be on regular anymore or at all. And I think that that's just, you know, an unfortunate side effect of this. And we're in an industry, and we all picked it, we're in an industry where this is commonplace. And so, you know, it doesn't get easier. It doesn't become something that you get used to. I'm still busted up about this and think that this is really unfortunate, and I'm frustrated just like you are, Jones. But at the end of the day, I mean, this is what we chose. This is the industry that we're in, and this is the way it is.
Yeah, no, and I think your stance there, and Mego's stance too, that, you know, one thing I'm surprised at, and not that it ever really resonated with the show, there are a lot of loyal EEI people, which I never knew being on the other side of it. And again, the newfound respect I have for the Ordways, you know, Lou, Holly, like people who have done it on the other side here and battled what's going on, you know, across the street, after being on the other side of that and being naive to it, is something that I do have a newfound respect for. But you know, just looking at this station, I am surprised at the amount of like loyal people who are like, this is what I listen to. I hate you, Jones, but this is what I listen to. And this is the station. And like, I find that to be amazing. And, you know, just look at the morning show, for instance. There is an audience and there are people who are seeking this out. And, you know, hopefully we can get some things right. I am looking forward to working with Rich, but it's bittersweet because I didn't want this to end. And so that's where we're at. We will get to some sports on the show today. Again, you have nice well wishes for Mego. I would encourage them at 617-779-7937. Anything else you guys want to say or get off your chest?
If you send Mego a nice enough letter, she'll send you some toe pics, I heard. That's the rumor going around Instagram.
I don't even think it has to be that nice. I think it just has to be like a little bit of a look in that direction.
My feet actually get flagged as hate speech, so... That's not happening.
See, I'm going to miss stuff like this. Anyway, if we don't have anything else to add on it, Arkan and I talked about it briefly yesterday. You can seek that out. This will eventually be up on the Odyssey app. It's the news of the day. There's a press release out there as well. If you're missing out on what we're talking about with changes here at WEEI. So we will get into the Patriots. We'll get into the Red Sox later on the program. We're going to be joined by Tom E. Curran of NBC Sports Boston for our weekly chat here on Thursdays. Let's get into the Patriots quarterback battle, though. Where does it stand at this hour? That's right after Trending with Christian Arkin.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse Sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.